Today's daf is Ayin Gimel. So first thing we do is we're going to finish the sugya about Misasek, which we started yesterday. And then we're going to start Masechah Shabbos when we talk about the Mishnah talks about the different Malachos and start getting into the actual Malachos on Shabbos. So we are on Ayin Gimel, I believe like 10 lines to the bottom, by the two dots, Itmar. Correct me if I'm wrong. Okay. So the Gemara is now going to bring. Yesterday we brought the machlokas in Abaye and Rava regarding the din of misasik. We had one case over there where the machlokas was if you had kavana to cut something that was already separated from the ground, and you ended up cutting something that was mechuber to the ground. Rava said you were pater was misasik, and Abaye says you were chayiv. The Gemara is going to bring now two more instances of the machlokas Abaye and Rava, and then explain why we need all three machlokas. So Itmar. So we learned in the base matters. Niskavdin lizrok shtayim. So a person picks up something in the Rishos HaRabim and he wants to flip it, and he has intent to toss it, but he only has intent to toss it two amos, which is not a chi of deraisa. There's no chi of chatas for two amos. The chi of is to throw four amos. But what happened? I guess he missed the mark. Vizarak arba. And at the end of the day, he threw it four amos, right? Which would have been, if he had that intent, that would have been moving something four amos from Rishos HaRabim. Rava says he's pater from the chatas because it's misasik, right? Because he was involved in an activity. He didn't have intent to throw it. He had no intent to do a forbidden action. And Abaye Amar Chayev. And Abaye says that he is Chayev. Rava Amar Pater, why? Rava says pater, the lo kamikavin, as rigid arba, because he had no kavana to throw a maisa zrika four amos, which was asr v'shabbos. So therefore it's misasik. Right? Rashi says, the ha lo is kavin lizrika de iser. Right, v'hei shogeg b'shabbos aval zeh eino shogeg lo b'shabbos lo b'malachos. He's not shogeg at all. He didn't forget that today was Shabbos. He didn't forget that moving something four amos to Sarabim is aser. Right, el misasik b'davar acher. He was misasik. He was busy doing something that was mutter. The alma b'yado iser. It just happened to be that it came to iser. But Abaye Amar, Abaye says Yuchayev, why? He says, no, you at least had kavana for throwing. So according to Rav, it seems to be that in order to be chayiv, in order to leave the world of misasik, you need an activity that is asr, and you have to have intent for the result. Abaye just says, as long as you're intending to engage in a certain activity that could lead you to the malacha, you're no longer misasik. So this person had intent to do the zrika, so therefore, if it happened to be, lo and behold, it went four amos, even though he intended it to, but since he still had intent to do the zrika, that's no longer misasik, according to Abaye. Next case is savor l'rishus hayachid v'nimses l'rishus harabim. So I think the case is that the person is throwing something in his backyard. He thinks it's a rishus hayachid, whatever it is, and he's throwing it from one part of his yard to another part of his yard. So he thinks he's throwing it from rishus hayachid to rishus hayachid. Turns out that the place where he tossed it to really is rishus harabim. So what he did was he threw something from rishus hayachid to rishus harabim with no intent to do so. Rava Amar Pater. Rava says he's pater from bringing a korban chatas, meaning it's pater aval aser. But Abaye Amar Chayev. Abaye says that he is still Chayev. Again, Rava Amar Pater. Why? Tehal lokum is kavin lizrika d'isura. He had no intent to do an iser action. He had no intent to do an iser zrika that would make it aser. That would be aser on Shabbos. Abaye Amar Maya says Chayev. Dehal kamik kavin lizrika d'alma. He still had intent to do a zrika. His intent was to throw. That's so. At least if he had intent in to do that action, that's no longer misasik. Misasik going to Abaye is much more limited, where you didn't even intend to do that action. I don't know, case maybe for Abaye would be if you're standing by the wall and someone pushes you and you fall into the light switch and you flip it on. You had absolutely no intent to do that action. Here, you intended to throw. You didn't have intent for the action to do something usher, but it doesn't matter. Once you had intent to do the action, that removes you from the category of misasik, according to Abaye. Fine. So the Gemara then asks, Ustricha. So why do I need all these three cases? Again, remember we brought down three cases of this machlokas between Abaye and Rava. One was yesterday, again, about the person thought he was cutting something that was detached. Turns out it was attached. Then the two cases we had today, someone intended to throw four amos, but it went two amos, and someone intended to throw in Rishus HaYachid, and ends up he threw from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. Why do I need all those cases? So tzricha, so we need those. The iash meaning kamaisa, if we just had the first case, the machlokas in the first case, which was he intended to cut the detached and ended up cutting the attached, we might have thought, or someone might have thought, because there, Rava would have said he had no intent to do anything that was usher at all. He wanted to cut, but he had no intent to cut something that was usher. You're allowed to cut something that's detached. I can cut my vegetables in my salad, right? Aval niskavin lizrok shtayim v'zarek arba. The arba below tarti lo mizrikale. You can't get to 4 amos until you throw for 2 amos. So his intent was carried out in case 2. His intent was to throw 2 amos. He did in fact throw 2 amos. He actually just threw it a little further and it went 4 amos. But he said, right, so aval niskavin lizrok shtayim v'zarek arba. The arba below tarti lo mizrikale. Maybe in that case he would be modi labaye, because at least in that case his intent was carried out. It did go 2 amos. V'iyashmin baha, and if we had the second case, we just learned that in the second case the machlokas where he wanted to throw 2, but it ended up 4. We would have thought maybe here baha ka'amar Rava, maybe here Rava thought that he would be potter. The halokim mikavin lizrika the arba, because he had no intent to do the zrika the arba. The distance that he threw it went beyond what he had intended to do, so therefore he would be potter. Avab, in the case where he's throwing from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, his action was complete. What he thought to throw, he threw. He wanted to throw from point A to point B, and he in fact threw from point A to point B. Avab Kasavar Rishus HaYachid and Rishus HaRabim, Demis Kavin Lizrika Da'arba, he had intent for this Zrika to throw the 4 amos. Oh, so maybe the case is follows. Maybe the case is that he wanted to throw something 4 amos, thinking that he was in Rishus HaYachid, but he was really in Rishus HaRavim. So the 4 amos toss is really usser. So the Gemara is saying that, okay, in this case, he intended to throw 4 amos, and he in fact did throw 4 amos. So his intent was complete, except for the fact that he was mistaken about whether or not he was standing in Rishus HaYachid or in Rishus HaRavim. So maybe there he would be moded to Abai. Therefore, Tzricha, we have to have all three cases. I don't know, whenever they do this, I always question, well, if you only had case A, you would have thought case B. If you only had case B and of course case C, just give us case C. Why would that solved everything? Maybe, I don't know, maybe the reasons why they don't do that. So that's why you need all three cases. So now the Gemara is going to ask on Rava. Again, Rava says that if you have Kavana to do a Maisa Heter, and you do a similar Maisa that is Usser, you're still Potter. Right? I wanted to do cut the detached, I ended up cutting the attached, still it's going to be misasik. Even though the action, I did the exact action, and I did what I intended, it just happened to be that it was a different object. So Tanan, we're going to ask him from the Mishnah that we're going to see in a moment. Tanan, the Mishnah says, Avos Malachos Arbaim Chasar Achas. The Avos Malachos are 39. V'havinim ba, and we ask, which will be on Amud Beis, right? V'havinim ba minyan alamali. Why do I need the exact count of 39? Let me just list, again, make a list, and I'll figure out that there are 39 listed in the Mishnah. Well, Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says, why do we have the list to say 39? To teach Hashem, Asa'an Kulam Behelem Echad, if Chayev Akol Achas V'Achas. If I had a forgetfulness of all of them in one shot, I had no idea that all 39 were Asar on Shabbos, and I did all 39 on one Shabbos with one Halama, one forgetfulness, I am going to be, nevertheless, I'm going to be Chayev on each and every one. So the Gemara says, okay, Bishmalabaye, we've seen this type of question like 3 or 4 times now. So Bishmalabaye, the Amar Ki Haigavna Chayav, according to Abaye, where he says that if you have intent to do a Meiser Heter, but in the end you did a Meiser Isser, it's still going to be Chayav Katas. Like if you intend to cut something detached, you cut something attached, it's still Chayav. So Mishkachasla, I can come up with a situation where you know everything about Shabbos. You know this is Usser, and I came all these cases of Shogeg where I had intent to do it one way, but it came out the other way. I could find 39 Isurim, right? Which is a case is the Yada the Isur the Shabbos. I know that these things are Usser on Shabbos. The Yada love Isur Malachos, and I know that these Malachos are Usser. The Katav Ishurim. I just made a mistake with the Shear. Like I wanted to throw 2 amos, I threw 4 amos. I made a mistake with the Shear. I could find these cases that in every malacha that I'm shogeg because every malacha I just made a mistake with the shiurin and with the measurements. El Rava the Amar Potter. But going to Rava says if you make a mistake by shiur, you're Potter. Heichi mishkachas labedodon Shabbos b'shkiga malachos. Where are you going to find the case where you're going to violate all these malachos? You know it's Shabbos and you make the mistake on all these malachos. Like, so what part of Shabbos did you know about if you didn't know any of these malachos? right? If you weren't able, if you didn't know these malachas, right? Because according to Bichai v'Chatas, so according to Rava, if you know about the malachas and just mess up the shiurim, you're still going to be potter. The Mishnah says you're going to be chayiv. So what aspect of Shabbos did you know about to be shogig about in order to be chayiv you for all these malachas? So Gemara says again, Hanicha isavra la kirav Yochanan damar kevon sheshugav bekaris afal pisha hazy bedlav mishkachas la. According to Rabbi Yochanan, then said on daf samotes that shogig, you're considered shogig if you just don't know the punishment, if you mess up about the punishment. You didn't think that you're chayiv karis, you knew what you would chayiv lav. So then, okay, so you do all 39 malachos, thinking that there's no chayiv karis. So that's your shogig, and therefore you have to bring a chatas for everything. Right, Hanicha isav la kirav Yochanan amar, kevon sheshugav bekaris, afal pisha shugav bedlav mishkachas la diyada le shabbos bedlav. You knew about Shabbos, we thought it was a lav. But if you hold like Reish Lakish, who says in order to be chayav for shogig, the amar achi yishkog bilav the karis, you have to not know that. Not only you have to not know that you chayav karis, you also have to not know that there's no lav, that there's no iser here, right? Then do yadalel Shabbos b'mai. So in what instance did he know about Shabbos that he was shogig about? Right? If you didn't, right? What's the zidon Shabbos and the shogig of lam tes malachos? So the answer, he says, the yadalel b'tchumim. He knew about the iser of tchumim according to Rabbi Kilib, Rabbi Kiva, who says that tchumim are an iser deoraisa. So he knew about Shabbos and he was shogig in all the malachos. So it's not a question on Rava. It's a case about misasik. Fine, and therefore we finish the sugya of Misasik. Rashi says, El Rava the Amr Potter Hechem Shkachasle. Oh, we did that already. Okay, we did that Rashi outside. Fine, so now we begin. Yeah, go ahead. So then he's shogig, and then he's shogig in the 10. So he threw 5. He threw Yulayel 5, and he threw 4. So that sounds like shogig, right? That he doesn't know the details of the malacha. He doesn't know that he's shogig in the malacha of mavir dal amos arabim. He thinks it's mavir hayamos versus arabim. So he makes a mistake in the definition of the malacha. That sounds like, to me, it sounds like a shogig. I mean, all right. If he's shogig in Shabbos, yeah, that was the mishnah we did a couple days back. That's right. That's case two. He's chayav for each Shabbos. That's case two of that Mishnah. He thought today was Tuesday. Okay, I think so. I think that's case two of the Mishnah that we did back then. Okay, so now we begin Masechta Shabbos with the list of the Malachos. So we're going to go through the list of the Malachos, and basically we'll just go read the Mishnah. We'll read it pretty quickly because the Gemara is going to discuss most of the Malachos. So Avos Malachos Arba'im Chaser Achas. The malachos, the avos malachos, as opposed to the toldos are much, are many more, are 40 minus 1, there are 39. So what are they? So the first 11 are the process of making bread. Okay, so you have the first 11. Number one is hazoreya, which is seeding, right? Vahachoresh, which is plowing. Normally you plow first, then you seed, the Gemara doesn't ask that. Vahakotzer, which is more than just cutting, it's harvesting. Vahamer, and it's gathering. Vahadosh, which is threshing, which like I said, you smack the wheat in order that the kernels come out. The hazore, which is winnowing, which is tossing it up in the air. It's all these ways to get the wheat to be more fine. The hazore, right, which is that. Then haborer, which is separating. The tochein, which is grinding. The hamerakade, which is sifting. The halosh, which is kneading, with a K. The ofe, and baking, right? We always say bishul, but the malacha listed in the Mishnah is Ofe, because it's talking about Sidur Tapas, about bread, which would be baking. That's the first 11. Then the next 13 are basically how you prepare clothing. So that's number one is going to be Hagozes Esetzemer. So you're shearing off the wool from the animal. The Hamilabno. I guess this is you're washing it or you're cleaning it in a river to get all the dirt out. The Haminatzpo, which is combing, which is separating the hairs, I guess, from each other. the hatsovo, which is dyeing it, D-Y-E, dyeing them, the hatove, which is spinning it, right, you guys making the threads out of it, the hamesach, which I think the mesach means is you spread the strings across two sides of the loom in order to get them prepared for weaving. Which is what the picture I said that yesterday was for, is basically you had these two looms. There's a picture here. You had these two looms, and on the side there are these holes, and you thread the string through these two holes. The shtei batenirim, you spread them through. Va'orek shnei chutin, and if you weave two stitches, so here the Mishnah actually gives a shear. First time the Mishnah gives a list of a shear. Tosfos points out, Tosfos says, ha'osu shnei batenirim, he said, sarach lefarish, we have to explain, lama pirish kan ube oreg ube potseyo ube tofer ube kosev shiir tfei b'shar. Why in those cases, osu shtei batenirim, the two batenirim, by the oreg shtei chitim, potseyo shtei, all these that we're about to list, it gives a shear, as opposed to other places. There are shiurim, to go out on Shabbos, you have to go out with the gegrogris. There are shiurim there also. Why here is it give a shear, and other places not? So, again, for oreg shnei chutin, you stitch two strings. V'hapotseya shnei chutim, which I think means you rip apart two threads, I guess, in order to tie them. V'hakosher, and you tie. V'hamatir, and you untie. Right, you knot and you unknot. Should make that better. V'hatofer shnei tfiros. There is, you put the needle through for two stitches. V'hakoreya amun. What is that one? Yes, that's what it is. Okay, fine. V'hakoreya almanas litvor, and tearing in order to prepare for sewing. I mean, tearing in and of itself might be mekalka, might be destructive. But if the tearing is done for a productive or constructive method, so korei almanas litvor, that is also going to be a melacha. Then the next, I believe, seven are preparing the hides. How you prepare the hides. So number one is hatsad tzvi, which is hunting. V'hashochto, shechting the animal. V'hamafshito, which I believe means flaying the animal. V'hamolcho, somehow it's the salting, right? It's the salting the hides. It's the first step in the tanning process, okay? V'hame'aved, it's the oro, and tanning it. V'hamimachako. V'hamimachako is smoothing it. Somehow you pull something, I guess you pull out the hairs, you're smoothing it. V'hamichatko, cutting up the hide into certain pieces. Right, you put it into, I guess you're cutting it up into the forms. That's preparing. The next is part next four are about building. Hakosiv shtei osios. If you write two letters, you have to write two letters, not just one letter. There's certain malachas where there's a difference between doing half of malacha and not doing malacha at all. Meaning, if you cook, if you carry out a chatzi grogris, then you didn't violate the malacha d'oraisa, but you may have violated chatzi shir, because you did the malacha, just only half of it. But there are certain malachas where the definition of the malacha is the amount that you do. For example, hakosiv shtei osios may be, if you only wrote one, it could be chatzi shir, or it could be that the definition is writing two. Right? You have to write something that's readable. And one letter doesn't create a word. So maybe hakosiv shtei osios, the same thing idea of somebody who's tofer shtei tfiros. Maybe if you only do one tfira, that's not definitional to the concept of being tofer, of sewing. So you have to be careful what situation are we talking about where there is no malacha whatsoever. It's part, the shear is part of the definition of the malacha. And sometimes the shear just gives you an amount to chayv all the way, but any less than that would potentially be an isser of chachi shear. So akosiv shtei osios, that's the hamochik almanas lichtov shtei osios. This idea, you have to, if you erase, but the erasing by itself isn't sufficient. It has to be erasing for the purpose of writing, of using that space to write more. V'habone, which is construction. V'sokser, which is destruction, taking something down. That also, sokser is usually almanas livnos. Why it's not mentioned in the Mishnah is the idea of almanas livnos is a question. Fine. V'sokser. V'hamichabe, putting a flame out. V'hamavir, lighting a flame. Hamake bepatish, the final hammer blow, finishing the product. And the last malacha, which is a malacha we spoke about the first in the Masechta, was hamotzei mirishus lirishus, carrying something from one rishus, shus hayachid to shus harabim, or shus harabim to shus hayachid. Harei elu avos malachos arba'im chaser achos. These are the 39 avos malachos. Just look at Tosos. Tosfos says hakosher v'hamatir. Right, if you tie, right, we say hakosher v'hamatir. Where was that? That was in the sewing part. It says kosher v'hamatir. So Tosfos asks, sarich ian, to look into, imichayiv b'matir shalo amanas likshor alo. Let's say you untie, not for the purpose of tying again. Our Mishnah doesn't mention kosher amanas mat lahatir. Right, umidolo tani, right? He says, sarich ian, imichayiv b'matir shalo amanas likshor alo, umidolo tani le. But maybe you can say, because since it doesn't mention that in the Mishnah, Kedetani Mochech Amanas Lichtov, because it said, just like it says by Mochech Amanas Lichtov, therefore if it doesn't say Kosher Amanas Lahatir, Ein Ledaktik. Don't make that diktuk, because, like we just said before, Dachinami Loketani Soser Amanas Livnos. It wasn't full, the Mishnah wasn't thorough, because it doesn't say that Soser is only conditioned to be Malacha if it's for the purpose of building. We know for sure that Soser has to be Amanas Livnos. So if it doesn't say Amanas Livnos in our Mishnah, is not an indication that you don't need the Amanas. So therefore, the Tofer, the Matir, the untying, you might have thought you could just untying Stam would be Malacha. No, it could be that Matir has to be Amanas Likshor. Just like the Soser is Amanas Livnos, just because they didn't mention the Amanas in the Mishnah doesn't mean that it's not a malacha. Fine. Okay. Yeah. So it's not mentioned in the Mishnah as a machlokas whether that's an avon or tolda. Right? And that's not it. The Mishnah only mentions hamotzi me rishus l'rishus. Is a good pickup. I don't know. I know a lot of times we say that, you know, the minimum of a letter of a plural is something, but I don't know. Maybe that's only in biblical. Maybe that's not in Mishnaic language. I have no idea. Okay. So the Gemara asks, the Gemara that we've seen a few times, why do I need this list? Why do we need to tell me the number? Why do you have to tell me 39? So I'm Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan tells the number. Tells to teach us. Shema son kulam behelem achad. If you forgot, you did all in one forgetfulness. Nevertheless, all considered separate malachos. Chayev akol achas va'achas. Right. And we know that only applies if you do an av. Right. If you do each av, right, then you're chayev for each av. But if I do, let's say I do four, one av of bishul and three toltos, whatever they are, you're still only going to be chayev one. That's the difference between an av. Right, between the av and the tolda. Right, Rashi says, "Ubalo dichosh im es amu kol hilchos shabbos imenu chayev kam echadas halav." Fine, okay. Hazoreya v'achoresh. So it said first, it's seeding and then and plowing. So the Gemara is going to ask, really, the process should be: is you first supposed to plow to undo the earth, and then you plant the seeds in there. So why is the Mishnah going out of order? So Gemara says, "Michde michrav karvi bereisha." I think that's what it, I think that what it means is first you're supposed to, right, that's the definition, how he says that first you're supposed to plow, right? He says one generally plows first to soften the ground, and then you plant. So therefore it should be listni choresh, you should first write choresh, v'hadr listni zareya, and then write that you sow, you plant. So he says, no, tana be'eretz Yisrael kai, our Mishnah is written in Eretz Yisrael, right? This Zari Beresha, the Havi Karvi. He says, because in Eretz Yisrael, what they would do apparently is that they would plow, plant, and then plow again. And it's come to teach us that second plowing is also going to be us, right? The last top of those wide lines on top, he says, but Eretz Yisrael, Koshahi, the ground is Kosha, the Ein Yochel Likasos below Harisha. You can't cover the seeds without a second plowing. It's come to teach us that second plowing is also going to be considered the malacha of Harisha. Okay. Fine. So the Gemara then says, okay, Tana, we learned in a Brisa. Hazoreya, okay, which has a, right, Zoreya, which is the planting. The Hazomer, which is pruning. The hanoteya, which is also a type of planting, but zoreya is planting seeds, noteya is planting saplings, planting trees. The hamavrich, the hamarkiv, two types of grafting above ground, grafting underground. Kulan malacha achasid haim. They are all considered one malacha. What's that? They are all considered a malacha of planting or trying to make help the trees grow. Kulan malacha achasid. Okay. Right, so Rashi says, Kula malacha achasi. He says, the zomer nami litzmuche ilanahu. Zomer, pruning, is also, when done correctly, is for the purpose of making the tree grow better. So what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina, the avila kulan bahadi, if you do all these bahadis with all together, right, bahadis are lo mechayev elachada. If you do it all in one shay, you're only going to be chayev one. There's now ose malachas harbe, right, zoreya av malacha, the zoreya is av. The notei is nami av malacha, who dehainu zoreya elish hazeb is rabbis of ilanos v'kein marich. Those are all going to be avos, but zomer is a tolda. He says zolda is a tolda, so the nafkamina is going to be if I do any of these things with zomer, I will only be chayev one chatas. Like we said before, the rule is if you do an av with the tolda, that only makes you chayev one chatas. I mean, you did two isurim, but you only have to bring one chatas. So Gemara says, Maika mashmalan, what's this brisa come to teach us that all these things are malachas achas? He says, Haka mashmalan, come to teach us, haosim malachas harbe, me'e malachas achas. If you do many malachos from one malacha, if you do many toldos of one malacha, ein chayev ela achas. You only chayev to bring one korban chachas. I believe you've chayev each and every time for your malachas on Shabbos, but you only have to bring one korban chachas. Amar of Acha, Amar of Chiyav Arashi, Amar of Ami, Zomer, if you Zomer, right, which is pruning, chayev mishum noteya. Your chayev, it's a tolda of noteya, of planting a tree, because it's working with a tree, so it's a tolda of planting the tree. The hanoteya, planting, the hamavrich, and grafting, the armarkiv, and his other grafting, is chaya mishum zoreya. They are also considered zoreya. It's just difference. Zoreya is with seeds, and noteya, mavrich, and markiv are planting when it comes to trees. Again, we did this already. So Mara says, wait a second, mishum zoreya in, mishum noteya lo. Wait, you're only chaya for zoreya, you're not chaya for planting. The Mara says, no, ema af mishum zoreya. That these malachas are similar to zoreya, so if you planted, if you grafted a tree, it's the same thing. It's the same thing, zoreya, it's going to be, it's noteya, it's all the same thing. Again, you're only chayav one chatas, right? I mean, ema, Rashi says, ema af mishum zoreya, tahach zoreya bolanos, that this is considered planted by trees. The avidle bahadi zoreya, and if you plant, one halama, you planted seeds, and planted a tree, mechayev chad v'sulo. You only mechayev one korban chatas, and no more than one korban chatas. Okay. Amar Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana says, hazomer v'tzarech le'etzim. So let's say I'm pruning trees. I'm pruning either the vines or the trees in order to make it grow better. So I'm zomer v'tzarech le'etzim. And not only am I pruning for the purpose of pruning the tree, I also need the wood that I'm taking off. Say, Rashi says, v'tzarech le'etzim, the hasaka. I need the wood for firewood, right? Mishum tzarich lahem have a tolda the kotzer. Then it's also become something for kotzer because that's going to be like harvesting, right? Right? Gemara says Amar Kahana hazomer tzarich leitzim chayiv shtayim achas mishum kotzer. One be for kotzer because you are gathering, you're harvesting these trees, va'achas mishum noteya, and one for planting because you're helping the tree to grow. Yichayiv shtayim. I missed the Toso. Okay, I'll get back to a second. So Amar, let's go back. Toso said, right, we said Mishum Zoreya. Where was that? Toso's asked about, he says, but Yichai Mishum Zoreya, if you do all these the other items, these things, Yichai Mishum Zoreya. So Toso says, well, what do you do, if you have to do Hasra to warn somebody? What's the proper way to warn somebody? If someone's doing a tolda, do you have to warn them that you're doing the tolda, or do you have to warn them then about the av? Right? Toso says, "Ein lo chiyach mikan deharit sarich lehasos al tolda mishum av." Don't say from here that when you give somebody the warning, you have to say you're doing this, which is a tolda of that. Right? The haloka amar shetzarich lehasos mishum zoreya. It doesn't tell us that if you do like pruning, you have to warn him that it's zoreya. Elin the im hisr bo mishum zoreya dechayiv. If someone's pruning, you tell him don't prune. That's the malacha of zoreya. He's going to be chayiv. So you don't have to just be, if you have a tolda that's part of the av, the hasra on the av tolda, so it's just telling you that is sufficient. All right. And then the mission what we just said is that if you're zomer again, if you're pruning and you need the trees, you need the wood, you're chayiv shtayim. One for kotzer, one for noteya. Tosos just points out. He says v'had amrinan beperek zeborer. To chazi lahu gavra dave kasach for amalan kohen v'zomir amrle yochel omer la'akal be sabbat ani tzarech Afal gav de hachar min chay mishim noteya hasamayim b'kiya gav de ena ilam mitakin kol. There was a case where the person was taking the something off the trees, and they weren't mechayivim before for noteya, for planting, for pruning. So over there, though, because he did it in a destructive manner, he wasn't pruning it in a way that would help the tree grow. It'd be like me walking to my tree and just ripping off a branch. That looks like pruning, but it's not pruning. It's not helping the tree grow in any way. Okay, so back to the Gemara. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, "Hai man dekotel as pasta." So someone who cuts off the straw, like this long straw, he's chayiv two. He's in his chayiv twice. Why? Achas mishum kotzer. He's chayiv because kotzer, because he's taking the straw, because he's gathering the straw, I guess, for his animals. Va'achas mishum noteya. One, because by cutting it, he's making the straw grow better. It's pruning. And Amar Abaye says, Haiman dikoniv silka. So I guess this is a person who's cutting off these beets from somewhere. Again, he's chayiv shtayim. Achas mishum kotzer. V'achas mishum Zoreya. He's chayiv for kotzer, for harvesting, and of course zoreya, because this is, I guess, the beets are not considered a tree, so it's not noteya. It's going to be zoreya because you're helping the tree. You're helping the tree grow. The over there by this beets, by the silka, the pruning is a total of zoreya. Okay. Tosos just points out. He says, he was zomer, he pruned, and he needs the trees. So he said, Yechayev two, one for the planting, for the pruning, and one for the kotzer. And Tosfos says, it has to be tzorich, the Gemara says it has to be tzorich le'etzim. What if it's not tzorich le'etzim? Right? What if it's not tzorich le'etzim? So then is that a malach she'in tzorich le'gufa? If it's a malach she'in tzorich le'gufa, then maybe Rabbi Yehuda would say Yechayev anyway. Right? Maybe, is that the case? Right? Tosfos says, Nira dafila Rabbi Yehuda, the Mechayev malach she'in tzorich le'gufa, but inim tzorich le'etzim. You still need tzorich le'etzim in order to be chayiv for kotzer. Why? The lo mikre be'etzim kotzer ela be'inyan zeh. Because like we said before, the definition of kotzer is not just stamp cutting, it's harvesting. It's cutting and putting and bringing it all together. So even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says a malach she'in tzorich le'gufa, which would be like digging the hole for the purpose of the dirt and not for the hole, but here, by the case of kotzer means, by definition, it means that you're cutting it in order to get the woods. So even if you're cutting for not for the wood, you might have said some malach she'in tzorich le'gufa. No, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that you're still not going to be chayev over there, because that is just anti-definitional to the malacha. It's harvesting as opposed to cutting. Harvesting means keeping, not just cutting. Okay. Next part of the Mishnah said v'hachoresh, right? Someone who plows. So Tana, we learned in Abraisa, hachoresh, which means you plow with an actual plow, v'hachofer, which I think means you dig with a hoe or with a knife, v'hachoretz, or you dig rivets or something like that with an axe, with any other kli, kula malacha achasein. They're all the same thing. They're all considered preparing the ground for planting. So anything that's done to prepare the ground for planting is going to be the malacha of choresh and nafkamin to be. If you did all three of these in one forgetfulness, you're only going to have to be required to bring one korban chatas. Okay. Amar Rav Sheshes. Shesha says, Haisa lo gavshusis. You have this pile of dirt, right? Unitala. I guess you took it away. You smoothed it out. You took it away. So, Babayis, if you did that in your house, then you chayiv mishambone. You chayiv mishambone because now you basically built the floor. You had these dirt floors. If you took off the mound, you smoothed out and you finished building the floor. You chayiv mishambone. Besadeh, if you do it in the field, you chayiv mishamchoresh. Then it's harisha, because then it's preparing the ground. Nafkamin would be is what type of hasra you have to give the person. You get in the house, you have to, in order for him to be chayiv with hasra, you have to give him the proper hasra. In the house, you'd have to say it's bone. In the field, you have to say it is chorish. Amar Rava. Rava says, haisa lo guma utmama. Right? So I guess he had this hole, and then you filled the hole with dirt. So if you did it in the house, it's chayiv mishum bone. And again, it's chayiv mishum bone, because you finished the floor. But suddenly, if you do it in the field, it's chayiv mishum choresh. Again, that's choresh because you were preparing the ground for it to be planted. Okay. Amar Rabbi Abba. Amar Rabbi Abba. Hachofer guma b'shabbos. Yeah, so this person is now, again, he's digging the hole in the house on Shabbos. the eino tsarich el afara, and he only needs it for the dirt. The malacha of digging is for the hole. So here it's a malacha in tsarich lagufa, right? He doesn't need it for the dirt. So he doesn't need it for the hole. He needs it for the dirt. So pater aleh, we say it's pater. Right from Boner, Rashi says differently than what I said. Rashi says, "In kamishum binyan habayis." This is not considered binyan in the house. The kilkulhu, it's destructive in the house. What are you doing? You basically dug out a hole in your house. That's not Boner. That's derek kilkul. It's destructive. Ulizria nami lochazia, and in the house, it's not purposeful for Izria at all. The question is, what if you plow a field that has no ability to grow? Right, you plow a field that has no possibility to grow, a dead fallow field. You chay for chorish. But if you needed the dirt, I guess if you needed the mound, if you needed the hole, then and you dug it out, then that would be bone. Okay, so that's right. But feel Rabbi, right. This could be the same thing. Are you doing melech on shvius if it's this rocky field that can't grow anything? I don't know. Right. Vafila Rabbi Yehuda, and or even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says Malacha she ain't tzricha lagufa. Chayvala, right? Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Malacha she ain't tzricha lagufa, you typically would be chayvala. Hani mili metake, but hai mekakalhu. But even according to Rabbi Yehuda, typically says that Malacha she ain't tzricha lagufa, you be chayev. So too here, you're digging the hole in the house. It's a Malacha she ain't tzricha lagufa because I'm digging the hole and I only need it for the dirt. So you would say that Rabbi Yehuda would say that you're chayev. No, here you would say that you're potter, because here it is not even here it's not mitaking. It's done derech kilkul. It's done in a destructive manner, and therefore he would say you're destroying the house, you're destroying your floor, and therefore he would agree here that it would be potter. Last case, the Mishnah says v'hakotzer, right? So kotzer we said was harvesting, right? So the Gemara says Tana, we learned in the Braisa, kotzer applies to tvua, to wheat, botzer which applies to grapes, right? V'hagoder which applies to tamarim. The mosaic replies to zesim, right? The ora and ora is what applies to einim, right? Kula malacha achas. It's all one malacha. It's all the whole idea is that you're removing something from the place of where it grows in order to gather it together. That is considered kotzer. And again, if you did all of these in one halama, you would only be obligated to bring one korban chatas. Amar Rav Papa says, Haiman the shada pisa. Lidikla the utter tamri. So a person took like a clod of dirt and he threw it to the palm tree, and the dates fell off. He's chayav shtayim. You chayav for two things. Number one, achas mishum tolish. When one is tolish, is pulling something off. It's a told of kotzer. You're tolish. You're pulling it away. You're pulling something off. Pulling hair out is tolish. Pulling this off you're pulling something that grew off from its source. And va'achas mishum mefarich. And one is mefarik, which is some sort of separating, which is a tolda of dush. What is the mefarik? Is a machlokis of what the mefarik is here. But Rashi, Ravashi, Amar ain't derech talisha bekach. No, this is not the way you do the malacha. The ain't derech prika bekach. That's not the derech to do malacha. Basically, this is klachar yad, and it's done klachar yad. Usually, you do it with your hand or with a kli. Tossing a piece of dirt, throwing it at the fruit for it to come down is considered la'achar yad, and you would be patur aval asur. You wouldn't have to bring a korban. But what's the mafarik here? What's the separating that happens when you throw these things off and they come off the tree? So, yeah, it's on the dates. Right, the earth was separated, and you picked it up and you threw it. So Rashi says that it's one is with tolish, which is told to the kotzer, and mefarik is told to the dash, shemefarik tvua mishibaleha. Somehow you're separating the wheat from its husk. Not sure how that works. Toso says, ein nir lari kamosh farish Rashi, which seemed to be Rashi to be saying that you're separating the fruit from its tree. That's the mefarik. He says, that's not going to be the case. He says, rather, it's ela kamosh appears to be in the Shmuel sheyesh ala tamarim klipa el yona. The dates have some sort of outer shell, and when the dates fall and hit, the shell comes off, and that's going to be the mafarik. That's going to be the separating. That's the two malachos. The next case is right. That's mafarik. So let's do Tosos. Right, with time, let's do Tosos. Tosos says mafarik. Right, Rashi says mafarik is what Haino told of the dash. It's a told of dash which is separating. Right, it says the kashla rabbeinu tam. Where Rabbeinu Tam has a question, and how is Mefarik a told of Dosh? The Bishalhi HaMatznia, in a parak of Daf Tzadi Hei, we say, the Hacholev, someone who milks the cow, is Chayev Mishum Mefarik. Milking is Chayev Mishum Mefarik. Vi have a told of the Dosh, And if you say that mefarik is from dosh, how can that be? How can you be chayav for dosh by milking the cow? Haramin lekaman gab kotzei chilazon. We see it later on about, you know, killing the chilazon. The rabbanon ain't disha el begedule karka. There's no such thing as dosh unless, except for something that grows from the ground. Don't say that chilazon is different because it doesn't go from the ground, but the cow does grow from the ground because it gets nourishment from the ground. That's not the case. He says ain lomber the dafka chilazon judak pati rabbanon da love karka avu becholim mechayah the behemah chashuv gedule karka. He says don't say that. Right, don't say that behemah is gedule karka because it gets nourishment from the ground. Because we learned this whole house from the baking of the dyes in the Mishkan, and then ain disha ela begedule karka. It's mamish, something that has to grow on the ground. So Toso says, how can you say that dosh is a tolda, that mefarik is a tolda of dosh, if you're chayev for milking because of mefarik, and dosh, which mefarik is dosh, only applies to gedule karka. So Rabbeinu Tam says that mefarik is chayev mishum memachik. He says your mefarik is something about smoothing, and that when you milk something, you're memachik the udder. Rutoso says, the Rish says no, that doesn't make sense. He says no. He says because there's a distinction made when milking. There's a distinction made if you milk the cow into a bowl or you milk the cow onto a cooked dish. And they say that if you milk the cow onto the cooked dish, that you're going straight from a solid to a solid, right from the udder to the dish. That would be mutter. Well, if the whole thing is between smoothing the udder, why would it make a difference if you're milking the cow onto something solid or onto something liquid, right? He says ein nira l'ri to perichavis armina cholev adam toch chedera of a lo toch kara or Rabbeinu Tam mali toch chedera mali toch kara. But Lefeir's culture is Asi Shapir. But according to Rashi, it makes sense that if the whole idea of Mefarik is Dosh, because then it makes a difference, because then you can milk into something solid. And it happens to be that one of the Heterim, I don't know if they use it all the time, one of the Heterim in the Kibbutzim in Israel about milking the cows on Shabbos, again, if you don't milk the cows, it's very painful for the cows, so what do? So that sometimes you have a guy do it, or you milk the cow derech ibud, you just milk the cow and have the milk be lost, or you milk the cow directly onto something solid, and then you can use it for cheesing or something else, but that's one of the Heterim that they do, is because since it's a tolda, like Rashi says, that in Mefarik is a tolda of dosh, so therefore, and the Gemara makes a distinction between dosh onto something solid or something on something liquid, then you can have this, may be able to have this heter when it comes to milking the cows. Okay, back to the Gemara. The Gemara says v'hame amer. Amer means is gathering, right? Gathering is very hard to. They have a lot of conditions for gathering. The only time I heard that they might have something by us is mid rabbanon if they gather leaves together. Maybe that's a tolda. Maybe that's a derabbanon of gathering. But amar rava hayman dekanef milcha mi milchasa. Someone who gathers salt from the salt place, maybe from the Dead Sea, I don't know. Chay mishum amer. That's going to be ma'amer. Abai says no. Abai amer. That's not going to be ma'amer because ain imor ela begedule karka. There's no such thing as imor. There's no such gathering except for things that grow from the ground. There's a Tosfos Beit that says that it has to be b'mokum gedulo, even if it grew from the ground, but it's not in its original place. That's not considered imor. And there's another. The Tosfos Rid says is ain imor acher imor. Once something is gathered, it can't be gathered. It can't be gathered again. Okay. The next thing is v'hadosh. V'hadosh was, you know, the separating, totana, hadosh, v'hamenatpeit, which is what do with flax, v'hamenatpeit, which is separating some sort of tzemer gefen, kula malacha achasein, these are all considered one malacha, just dosh, I guess, is what's done with wheat, these are things that are done with other items, they are the same malacha, again, therefore, if you did all three, v'helama achas, you would only be obligated to bring one korban chatos, okay, and I guess we'll stop here by the winnowing. Okay? Everyone have an excellent day.